Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole spirit, soul, and body. When we are talking about getting healed, we all have our own wounds and hurts and regrets and pains and hindrances. So recognizing our individual situation, we can have the confidence that God knows that too. And God values you as an individual. And one of the reasons he's even bringing some of these things that you're going through to the surface is because he wants you to experience the healing that he has for you. And the only way he can help you to experience that is for you to not be able to heal yourself. Some things that used to work won't work anymore. Not because you're not trying hard enough, or because you're in sin or have failed, but because God has decided it's time to be addressing some things on a much deeper level than you're used to. And so what he's seeking to do is bring to the surface, shall we say, those things that you've tried in your life that have failed. And again, it's not so you can be exposed to your failures. Usually we don't have any trouble remembering our failures. It's so we can leave them behind and accept a new way of seeing ourselves and seeing healing and experiencing healing for ourselves. So when what used to work fails, it's almost something we can really rejoice in, because that just really means that God is ready to deal with the root cause of what is causing you the pain. And when it comes down to it, when we talk about healing, it's we just want to get out of the pain. Whether it's a lively pain that's interfering with our life in one way, shape, or form, or it's a numbness, or in some way hindering or keeping us from living the lives that we know God wants us to. So we've talked about how we overcome. We've talked about a great deal the different hindrances and misunderstanding how God heals and how we overcome them by recognizing our uniqueness. But we also overcome the hindrances by recognizing, especially the hindrances that are put there by our enemies, including our own flesh. But we overcome hindrances by recognizing the battle is his. We join him in that battle, but he is the one who has set the stage. He has decided in your life, whether it's a physical issue or a soulical issue in your mind, will, and emotions, God has decided that he wants to heal you in that area. he's not a trickster. He doesn't tease. He doesn't say, okay, now I've made it so you can't deal with this, but I'm just going to leave you hanging. That's not God. Now, many of us believe that, but that's a lie. And that's another one of those wounds that God wants to heal. And he doesn't heal us by explaining things or give us understanding or give us more to do, a better teaching. He heals us by healing us, by speaking his truth into the lie that we've been believing, that we aren't good enough, that we're a failure, that we'll never get over a past mistake. And even physically, so many of our physical ailments are from believing lies, whether they're lies that have been told to us by other people, sometimes well-meaning, that are related to nutrition and our lifestyle, or whether they're lies in our soul that have so drained our physical bodies that our physical bodies just don't have the strength, have no resources left to give our soul. So there are a variety of ways that God lets us know it's time to get healed. It's time to be freed from these things. And one of the big ways is to just let us, our own efforts, fail. So again, when things are failing, I hate to say it, but that's a good time. That's a time to rejoice. It means God is ready to take the burden, to bring the healing, and to set us free. We'll talk later about the consequences of healing. And one of those is that when we are set free, that's when the real work begins. Because you are not a victim. You are not a healed sinner. You are a son of God. And you are here to rule and reign on this earth. So the idea in getting healed is not to get healed. It's to learn how to get healed so that you will not be afraid to go into the battle. The battle's been won, but the battles we fight are to learn how to use our weapons, how to get healed, how to hear from God, how to trust in him. And that's what we're here for, to learn to rule and reign here on this earth. So we overcome some of our hindrances by recognizing that the battle is his, and he's already won it. Everything he wants to do in you, he's already done. We're just catching up. Remember, time is something both he and we have complete control over. And as we start really grasping that, the ripple effect in our beliefs, the domino effect, and we start seeing all the lies that we've been believing, and our life changes. And then when we talk about entering into his rest, it's not just inactivity. It's ceasing from our own works, trying to do things, trying to accomplish God's work in our lives, in our own effort. So though we all probably know scriptures that relay the assurance that God is sovereign, that he knows what he's doing and is working on our behalf, each of us needs to hear it from him for ourselves in order for it to be truth to us. Until this happens, we often get bogged down trying to battle those hindrances ourselves. God loves us. And even though it may not be our idea of what's best for us, he may seemingly respond to our soulful efforts and grant us a healing on our terms. In other words, sometimes when we beg hard enough, he will relent. Now, he already knew he was going to do that. But the whole point is that we're all in process. We're all learning how to go to him to get healed. And we stumble and we fall and we try again. God's not going to let you fail. But his goal is not just that you get healed, but that you learn how to go to him to get healed. So even if, you know, when we use tactics that he's tried to let fail, there are times when he will relent and provide a healing on our terms. But we can be assured the situation will come up again. Maybe not in the same area, but the original wound, the lie that's being believed, must be dealt with. And the only way it is truly healed is through dependence on God. God will not let us overcome these hindrances in our own strength. And it is here that we usually spend most of our time. When we instead learn to spend that time following his lead, depending on him, knowing him, focusing on him, we enter into a rest. That rest that comes from finally doing what we are, a spirit being. What does a spirit being do? It behaves spirit. It acts like a spirit. So if you were trying to teach your dog to behave like a cat, or vice versa, it's going to be nothing but stress for all concerned. So you let your dog be a dog and you let your cat be a cat. Well, you're a spirit. If you're in Christ, you're a spirit. Go ahead and act like a spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Like begets like. If you've been born of the Father, born of the Spirit, you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. So that rest is finally being free, those hindrances removed, the lies removed, so that you can behave and act and live in the Spirit as you truly are. Now, it can, when we first start that healing process and he frees us of these wounds, sometimes it can set us so off kilter because we're just not used to living as a free being, as a healed being. That's what change is all about, though, is as we are free, we are more and more able to depend on him. And it feels weird, but we don't make decisions based on our feelings. Feelings are great. Feelings and emotions are wonderful. They're gifts from God. But they don't mean anything. They have no meaning. Just because you feel sad doesn't mean you are sad. You just feel sad. Just because you feel happy doesn't mean you are happy. You just feel happy. Just because you feel like God is mad at you doesn't mean God is mad at you. You just feel that way. But if you believe it, you will start avoiding him. So it's important that we distinguish between our feelings, our emotions, and reality. So as we work on those areas that God deals with us about, and we've talked in great length about how to do that, as he overcomes the hindrances, and we work with him to overcome the hindrances. At the same time, we're in the process of getting healed. He brings us new projects and new opportunities. Because at the same time that we experience the freedom and sometimes re-experience the pain of the wound and experience forgiveness, and we've talked before about how forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. You forgive because you are a forgiving person by your nature. But you release that whole situation. And that sets you free to focus and receive whatever God has for you each day. Now, this is going to change your life. Knowing God is there, right by you, right in you, and right with you, every moment of every day, is going to change the way you live your life, because you will be free from your flesh and your enemies. So that rest and that lack of self-activity will at first seem alien, both to ourselves and to those around us. But it will eventually become a hallmark of his life flowing through you. It will get to the point where you go, okay, I know that this is God moving in my life. This is what it feels like. This is one of those things that's better felt than telt. Once you first experience this freedom, this release, this healing, personally from God, there's nothing else like it. And he wants us to taste and see. Experience first. Just say yes to the Lord. Lord, whatever you want from me, I want it. And as he expresses himself to and through you, we become more and more familiar because we are a family. So we also overcome hindrances by recognizing that the process is part of the training. As our focus is transferred from our need for healing to God's perspective, seeing things from his perspective, we become less and less dependent on gauging our progress by whether or not our circumstances change. We learn that almost all of our pain doesn't come from those around us or our circumstances, but rather because we have an unhealed wound. We will then be able to let others be where God has them and not be distracted by our circumstances. We will also gain faith, true faith, not mental faith, but faith from experience. And that confidence in the faithfulness of God, his persistence, his reliance, his expectation, because it will be tested and proven through our own personal experience. Because you have personally experienced his unconditional love, his unconditional acceptance, and his unconditional honor toward us. So, by going through this process with him, it's going through a battle. You've been with him, and you've seen him come through, and you've seen him take care of you through the worst of times. And that bonding takes place, where Even when we are the most frightened, he's always there. When we do stupid things, he's there. And he's everything we need. And he gives us everything we need. So we also overcome hindrances by recognizing that God doesn't like to be taken for granted. Now this is key. When we think that we know what God requires without asking him first, we are taking him for granted. God doesn't like it when we decide on our own which wounds need to be healed or which we think we have to learn to live with. Whatever your need, you are to ask the Lord to meet it. Whatever your wound, you are to ask the Lord to heal it. Talk to him about it. Give him time to respond. Ask him to reveal any hindrances and be ready to respond. Respect him personally and directly regarding all your needs. This will bring you into dependence as the initiative and motivation for our lives is transferred from us to him. Experiencing him, receiving his tokens of motivation, his grades of how you're doing. You want to know how you're doing? Ask God. He knows when you need encouragement. He knows when you need motivation, and he provides it. So the initiative and the motivation is no longer something that we need to keep ginned up. It's no longer about self-motivation, but spirit motivation. It's no longer about self-discipline, but spirit discipline. And it comes as a part of our new nature, our new identity as a spirit being. We learn to actively abdicate our self-rights and turn them over to his government, his way of doing things. And we trust him to lead us into all truth along his pattern, along his path. We acknowledge that though we don't know what we need, he does, and he has everything you need waiting for you. Remember, in your spirit, all those needs have already been met. They're already in you, in your spirit. So it's not like you're trying to get them from God, but you're trying to get them out of your spirit into your soul. They're not afar off. The answers you're looking for, the healing, the comfort, the encouragement. And yes, sometimes we need understanding. Whatever it is you need, you already have received it in your spirit. It's the hindrances between your spirit and your soul that need to be dealt with. And God, because he's gentle, doesn't come in and just knock down the wall between the two. We would be consumed. We would not learn how to know him. So think of it as a dam between a tremendous body of water, a tremendous lake of all the resources God has for you. And you're a parched desert in your soul. And all that's hindering, keeping that water back, is a rock dam. And because he loves us, He doesn't blow it up. We wouldn't be able to absorb what he has for us. We wouldn't appreciate it. We wouldn't be able to enjoy it. So he removes a few stones here, a few stones there, and his life starts flowing into our soul. Again, you are not only the dry desert bed, you are also that lake. Your spirit is that lake. You have the resources. God's removing the stones, but you know, what's great is we can join him. And when we recognize what he's doing, because so often what we're afraid of breaking the dam. Change is so hard and it can be so scary. And we'd rather live in a desert because we're familiar with it. We've never had that much water. We've never had our needs met. We don't know whether we can trust this guy that's taking down our dam. So while God is removing stones, we are very often putting them back. We are often arguing with him, no, don't remove that. So a big change can come when we recognize what it is that he's doing. That it's not about, there's nothing hindering God in your spirit. You're one with him. That water, those resources, are his nature. It's him. It's eternal life. You've got a lake full of eternal life inside of you. And as we learn how to cooperate with him, instead of a few stones here and a few stones there, God hands you a shovel and says, you start there and I'll start here. And we can make a quick work of this dam, of these hindrances. And in that process, we learn how to receive our needs being met from him. And we learn how he does things. And we learn that he wants us cooperating with him in removing these hindrances. Everything he does in our life is about knowing him. He doesn't need us to accomplish anything in this world. He doesn't need us to defend him or evangelize. We have so many misconceptions. And what the purpose many of those misconceptions play is to keep that rock dam high. You know, I don't want to hear anything other than what I already believe. I don't want to have to change. Yeah, I'm in a desert, and yeah, it's pretty bad, but at least I'm in control. At least I know what's going on. I know it's how bad it's going to get. And so many of us have been sold a bill of goods. We've been told to just get through this life, and then in the next life, everything will be hunky-dory. But we have no idea what God has for us. But he has made a way for us to learn certain things. If this was not so, we would not be able to know him better. Do you think, be honest with yourself, right now, could you know him better than you know him right now? A year from now, 5 years from now, do you want to know him better? If so, that desire can only come from God. And if you can know him better 5 years from now, how come not 5 minutes? Right now, Lord, we want to know you better. Do whatever is necessary. Remove whatever hindrances including any misbeliefs, any lies that I've been believing. And we trust you that you will bring this to completion and remove every hindrance so that we can fully receive your eternal life in our soul. So we'll pick it up there next Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.